Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Happy Friday!
Happy Friday!
I'm so glad that you brought in guests that bring beer.
Yeah, well, you know, I try to hang with a crowd that won't leave us high and dry.
Got it. Is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Senior Grubbies. Now two spots, their OG location, Carlsbad Village, and now the new spot in Oceanside.
Find him
at eatgrubbies.com.
There goes the neighborhood!
It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and we have Chris and Mike from Pure Project. Gentlemen, welcome back to the program. Mike's the man who brought all the beer tonight. You guys are on fire, as Pure Project always is. I feel like I'm always talking about beer releases you guys are pushing out about every 2 weeks, these new can releases, these things you're working on. I know I was talking yesterday about two beers that you put on sale. What was it? Maple Source Rex and
Pog Euphoric, which we're going to be sampling this evening.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And that is on sale right now. So go to our website, purebrewing.org, for the link to that one. And bottles are on sale through Sunday, unless they sell out first.
Ooh. Well, I want to talk a lot about what Pure Project does, not only with the beer, but what you guys also do in the community. We'll talk about your new tasting room, but I want to talk about this beer that's in my hand first right now. What are we starting things off with tonight?
This one is called Rain. It's an unfiltered pilsner. We've been making this one for a little while, and we are now canning it pretty much full time. Pilsners thankfully have made a full circle trip back into refrigerators and coolers everywhere.
It's a rehydrating drink.
You said unfiltered, but I mean, with you guys, I'm always expecting a little something cloudy, and this is like the clearest beer I've seen you guys ever put out.
It is. We lager it for about 6 weeks, so naturally the stuff in there settles out to the bottom. It's a single malt and single hop beer. It's organic German malt that we get. We tried making it with American-grown malt, and it's just not the same. German malt makes a fantastic pilsner.
Yeah, wir haben die besten.
There's like a certain oomph that cuts through.
It's a crispy cracker.
You said you put this in cans. Please tell me this is like a six-pack deal.
It's a four-pack available in our tasting room. They're 14 right. bucks a four-pack. Well worth the money.
I don't feel bad when I buy two four-packs then and drink them all in one sitting.
And if please don't. That's fine.
Can I ask you a really serious question?
Could try.
You ever thought about putting this in 40s?
You know, there's I will honor that as a respectable question.
that wasn't as serious a question as you thought it was going to be. That's not a serious question at all. Thank you for putting together this amazing beer. Now, is this a year-round release? Because I know you seasonally do stuff.
This one is one of our core beers. It is a year-round beer that we always have on tap. We are now canning this pretty much as much as we can to keep it permanently in our refrigerator. So this is one that you can just pop by anytime and grab. But we think it's a really special beer.
I want this permanently in my refrigerator, so I'm going to be going by your tasting room to get some. And you wanted to start off Rain with Garbage, Only Happy When It Rains. Such a smart choice. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. One beer down, four more to go. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. What, Ken? You do have this look like...
I'm excited about this beer. It's pretty.
I'm excited about the folks we're hanging out with tonight. We've got Chris and Mike from Pure Project. We've just finished their Rain Unfiltered Pilsner. I'm always blown away by your beers. You can say, Mike, that I'm kind of a fanboy. I mean, I love talking about your guys' brewery.
Just a little bit. Thank
more you. Than you guys just make amazing beer, you're also a very, very cool company because you do a lot of things in addition to beer.
I mean, we're a 1% for the planet company, which means we donate 1% of our top line sales, not profits, to several beneficiaries who do good for the environment. Locally, we've got San Diego Coast Keeper, Surf Rider, Outdoor Outreach.
Internationally and nationally, Conservation Alliance, which is an incredible organization.
You just poured out something amazingly. This is kind of rosy in my glass in front of me.
You could call it pink.
Is
it a magenta color?
Honestly, when you poured it out, I expected something like a kettle sour, but this has got a little funk to it. This is almost like a saison.
A little saison. So this is La Vie en Rosé. It's our saison.
Wait,
with
say that again.
La Vie en Rosé.
Right there, you have me sold.
Steal your cheese.
All right, so it's a saison, but what is in it that's giving it this amazing color?
So it gives it this beautiful magenta color. It's going to be the hibiscus, and Oregano hibiscus sourced from Egypt,
Burkina Faso. We steep it almost like a tea. Jamaica always does good with a little bit of sweetness to it. We added some local orange blossom honey from Michelich Farms up in Temecula, which doesn't really give it a sweetness. The honey all ferments out.
That's what's giving me that perceived sweetness?
Might be the flavor of the honey. This is actually one of the driest beers that we have.
There's an aromatic to it. And
floral, peppercorn, yeah, almost like a little spicy. Bit of like spicy, but then you have almost like a notes of like pear somewhere
say,
tucked
some
in there.
Fruit aromatics to it.
Yeah, that's the yeast. That's the hibiscus. That's the interplay of the orange blossom honey.
And the final lurky ingredient in this is grains of paradise. It's like a little peppercorn almost like.
I got two grains of paradise.
This is exactly what I love about your brewery. It is such a well thought out, well crafted beer where you wouldn't think to take so many different elements and add them together, but you do them and you do them in the right proportions so that you get this real balanced drinking experience where I get a little bit of the perceived sweetness, I get a little bit of the funk, there's a little bit of the dryness on the back end, and it's really cool. It's kind of like these little microwaves of flavor where just as one starts to end, the next one comes up and gets you.
Wow.
It just comes in right at 6.5%, so it's got a little bit of lurky alcohol in there.
I was not expecting that high.
Doesn't taste like it.
No, well, this is like 4.5% that drinks like 6.
The lingering aromatic quality on that is phenomenal.
It's better than your other lingering aromatic qualities. Oh, Jesus. On that, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you wanted to put some Deftones with this. Another great musical selection. We'll do it next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. Chris just put it right. Yeah, baby, is right. We're drinking tonight with our friends from Pure Project on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. I've left all the music selection up to Mike from Pure Project, and he's been slaying it with some Deftones and some garbage. We finished the... Wait, say it again for me, Chris, one more time.
Lovey and Rosé.
So I'm just going to point to you, and that's all you need to do is when I do this...
Lovey, Rosé.
Now, we also had Rain there on Filtered Pilsner. You slid something in there that we didn't get to address properly when we were talking about
Lavi and Rosé.
It was your brand new tasting room that you just opened up.
Oh man, yes. This has been such a work of love and labor for the last several months. We just opened our brand new tap room in Bankers Hill. Fifth and Palm is the cross streets. We opened it August 2nd. Our original tap room holds about 40 people if you really push it. Bankers Hill has capacity for 100 inside and 100 outside, roughly. It's a block off of Balboa Park. There are restaurants around. You can grab food from Hachi Ramen or
Biostar,
Evolution, Donna Jean, wherever your sister's pizza. There's all sorts of great neighborhood restaurants.
One of the biggest patios to just have a drink at, and you're literally a block away from Balboa Park. Sunset's hitting you, nice beautiful breeze. Oh, I can't describe it anymore.
You're painting such a glorious picture that I really want to go and enjoy that and your tasting room right now. This is what I'm talking about. When we talk about Pure Project in San Diego, we look at
Merck.
We look at the Merck. We look towards those murky IPAs.
You guys are on brand. I love it.
Murky doubles. I mean, I know that if there's a cool hop, that you guys are probably doing a murky IPA with it. So what did you pour in my glass?
This one is going to be Formless Reflections. It is our very first quarterly core IPA that we're canning and going to be having on draft for a whole quarter. It's going to go through the end of September.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So in addition to your bi-weekly can release, you're throwing this on top of it.
Yeah, so we're just going to be constantly brewing this, packaging it, and you guys are going to come in. Let's say you miss that can release. There it is, Formless Reflections, as fresh as humanly possible.
For 90 days.
So if you're around Pure Project, we sold out of the first run of Formless Reflections cans, but next round of it's going to drop on August 17th. We've also got a collaboration with Highland Park called Nascent coming out, and also Merc Shake, our murky triple IPA series with vanilla bean instead of lactose.
I heard Merc Shake brings all the girls to the yard.
That's another one. Yes.
I believe it's Bulls, but
the Merc Shake coming out on the 17th is Merc Shake with blackberry.
This beer, 6.9%, murky, so you could barely look through it. We packed this with Nelson, Mosaic, and Huelmelon, and we're bringing hops from all around the world. Huelmelon from Germany, Nelson from New Zealand, and of course, domestically, Mosaic. And it's just this big pine white grape. What do we have? A little bit of like peachy. What do you guys pick up off this one?
Dude, you everything that was in my head, you just nailed.
It's murky as all get out, but it's not that lingering. I just drank juice straight from the bottle.
Glad you guys are digging it.
Nailed it, and you nailed it with this song. Since we had that little bit of pininess in there, I think a Grateful Dead song is fitting for the bill on this.
Yeah, man.
It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy hanging out with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And we've got our friends Chris and Mike from Pure Project, a brewery that I have no problem saying that I'm a fanboy about. And
We do not. In fact, I'm going to come right out and say it on our top 10 list here in San Diego.
Boom. Put them in the top five.
Shh, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Hey, they don't have to know who the other four are. They can all just assume.
Well, you know what? I will go there then with you, Jeremy.
Just wrapped up the Formless Reflection Murky IPA, which is a great beer you must try now because it's on a quarterly basis. If you want to get that, it will change up. When did you say that was?
Available through September if you're lucky enough to grab that. Yes. And they're in the fridge at either tap room, either Miramar or Banker's Hill.
The second beer we tried was
Lovey and Rosé.
See, it works every time. That's their Saison and their Rain Unfiltered Pilsner starting off the program. Now, this next one, I'm very scared of. Just the name.
It is a Spanish word in Costa Rica. It means cool.
Yeah. Tú no eres Tuanis.
Well, all right, so tell me, what is Tuanis?
Tuanis is sort of a piece of art. And honestly, I've been giving you some of the beer descriptions. Chris, I just want to mention, is recently passed as advanced Cicerone.
Makes him like one of 100 people in the entire world?
In the entire world.
And the Cicero program kind of mimics the sommelier, if you guys are familiar with that, with the wine world. This is going to be with beer. It's going to be the serving, draft system, pairing, brewing, all of that. It's an 8-hour exam. Yeah, it was a daunting one. 15% passing rate, but if anyone ever has a question about it, if anyone ever wants to pass it, stop by. I work both at the Miramar and the Bankers Hill location. I'm an open book. Love to have you guys. Love to talk about especially this beer. Tuanis teamed up with Mosher for this one here, which we did something that we've never done before, and I don't think I've ever seen in beer. We're using the coffee bean, we're using the coffee cherry, and we add a little bit of hibiscus for that beautiful magenta color. So the cherry, the bean, everything, Costa Rican Las Lajas. It's 8%, and it's an imperial sour ale.
It takes an evil genius to think to put a sour ale with coffee.
Wait, this
an
is...
an imperial is, kettle sour.
An imperial kettle sour.
Coffee cherries, a.k.a. cascara, organic Costa Rican coffee, yep. And then we finish it with hibiscus, which is the same adjunct found in...
Lovey and Rosé.
What does the cascara, the coffee cherry, what are the flavors there?
So for that one, what's really cool, like when you're peeling off the cherry, it literally tastes like cherry jam, and a little bit like a honey component to it.
I was going
to
say, yeah, this does not taste like coffee, per se.
What's awesome about this, when you're smelling this and you're just getting that bright coffee on the nose, a little bit like almost like a cherry, like pitted fruit, and then taste wise almost the inverse. So you're having that cherry jam, honey sweetness, bright acidity, and then almost like a chocolate finish. We took a sip of it and we're like, this is cool, and then we almost said, wait a minute, there's a slang term for this. This is Tuanis. This is muy Tuanis.
We're gonna take a break. When we come back, the only thing as cool as this beer that we could possibly pair it with is probably Bob Marley. We'll do that next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Senior Grubbies. Now with two spots, their original location, you'll find them in downtown Carlsbad Village, and the new spot up in Oceanside. Find them online at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and our guest of honor tonight, we've got Chris and Mike from Pure Project. We've had some amazing beers. We just wrapped up the Tuanis Sour Ale. We had the Formless Reflection Murky IPA.
Lovey and Rosé.
Their Saison and their Unfiltered Pilsner Rain, and we're going to end with something that I was so impressed because we have a, what are you called again?
An advanced Cicerone.
This bottle you just poured from the punt, thumb in the punt, into each glass.
Yes.
And if you wonder, what the hell is a punt? If you ever look at a champagne bottle, you see that dent on the bottom? That is called a punt. And to pour properly, you need to stick your thumb in the punt.
You're supposed to laugh when you say that.
You must have gone really overboard with this beer to have put it in this bottle, because this is a statement bottle.
We've been doing our sour beers in 750 milliliter bottles since, early 2017. We are transitioning to 375s just for accessibility. So we're moving towards a smaller format, but this is going to be the last of our 750 milliliter bottles. These are very, very beautiful.
It's gorgeous, and the I love the label on it too.
Sourced from France, yeah. This is original artwork that we did. The beer is called Euphoric, Euphoric,
because I would expect that from Pure Project.
Spelling Bean Champ right here.
And this one is actually on sale now. This is the version is aged on passion fruit, orange, and guava. Pog.
All organic.
All organic.
Always.
This one is currently on sale through Sunday, unless it sells out, and the bottles are available. You can get the link at our website, purebrewing.org.
What a nose on this beer.
And so this is a wild ale. This is a series that we do. We've done it with multiple different kinds of fruit. The fruit's always organic, so I'll just say organic once. Blueberries, mango we've done.
Passion fruit.
Passion fruit, wild Montana huckleberries. Yep. So it's a series that we do. It's a base beer, and we add fruit to it, just some of the best fruit that we can find.
Without a doubt. And then we age it in these amazing, beautiful barrels and just let those cultures that create that bright acidity, funky, a little bit like an undertone of a funkiness, and we age it for almost a year, condition on those beautiful fruits. And
what a great beer to end the night with.
I would pair this with food because that palate scouring effervescence,
yep,
and dryness is just
it's glorious.
Wonderful. It is reminiscent of champagne, mm-hmm, in a way.
Indeed.
So, yeah.
So imagine if you took like a Pog beer and you carbonated the hell out of it and you dried it out to the point of no return. It's kind of where you get this. It's that intersection between that orange guava passion fruit
it's a
and
mimosa.
Champagne.
No, I'm telling you, mind. Sunday brunch needs this beer.
Oh, without it. Oh, without it. And like what's really beautiful, you have that bottle presenting it in the glass. You have that beautiful rocky head.
With your thumb in the punt.
Serving it. And you're just sitting there and you're just enjoying that moment. You're just like, wow, this is truly something special with bacon.
We're going to get out of here. You poured this beer and then you paired it with a fantastic song. Thank you for deciding we're going to end out on Port's Head tonight. Thank you for being nice. Here. Mike, it was good to see you. Chris?
Thank you so much for having
pleasure
us.
Pleasure for having us.
Don't stop believing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.